On today's show, we're going to talk with Brandon Miller of H&D Corporation, and then we're going to visit with Carlene Vidal of Mom's Source. H&D is a German company whose North American operations are based here in Chattanooga. Their primary client is Volkswagen. They can also help smaller companies with IT solutions. Mom's Source is a recruitment and placement agency that helps people find flexible employment. This is great not just for the individuals, but also for the companies that hire them. I'd like to welcome Brandon Miller to the studio. Brandon, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, Monty. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I think that your company, H&D, sort of epitomizes what Chattanoogans were hoping for when, well, even before Volkswagen came to town. I think we always said if we could just get a major manufacturer to move to Chattanooga, they would attract all kinds of investment and other business, and we would have this huge economic engine. Well, I think the fact that H&D headquartered in Germany, you guys do IT for Volkswagen, is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
Well, you know, now you've got an office here in downtown Chattanooga, and it's sort of the fulfillment of a vision that I think a lot of Chattanoogans have had. So tell me, how did H&D make it to Chattanooga, and what's that experience been like?
Well, you hit the nail right on the head. I mean, H&D Corporation, which is a division of H&D International Group, I mean, we're headquartered in Chattanooga, because Volkswagen built a plant in Chattanooga. That is the sole reason why we, you know, chose to plant our headquarters flag here in Chattanooga.
Your North American headquarters.
That is correct, North America. So this office serves the entire U.S. as well as Canada.
What exactly is it that you do for Volkswagen?
We do a variety of things, all of which are in the IT field. We do staff augmentation for different positions here as well as in some of the other locations in the U.S., Auburn Hills, Michigan, Herndon, Virginia, Belmont, California. And we also offer IT managed services primarily in the form of help desk and desk side support for VW. So we are the North American help desk, VW Group of America. We provide that service to VW. So anyone who works for VW Group in North America, if they have an issue and they call the help desk, it's our people that answer the phone and help them get that squared away.
Well, as you know, the focus of our show is the startup community. Mm-hmm. And the reason that I'm so interested in having you join us today is to talk about IT Forward. Can you tell us about that initiative and what that entails?
Happily, IT Forward is an initiative that H&D Corporation started at the beginning of this year, and its goal really is to take what we've learned from working with VW and other enterprise-level companies, kind of stir that together and distill it down and provide a similar service in scope and magnitude to smaller and medium-sized businesses.
Well, I can tell you the first thing that I, as a small business owner, would be thinking now, and that is H&D works for Volkswagen, so how can I possibly afford to hire them to handle my IT?
Well, the answer to that, Monty, is that you share it with your neighbors. You know, the concept of IT Forward is not, I'm going to take a service, study Monty's business, and present a solution to Monty. It's, I have taken what is great about enterprise level IT, the organization, the processes, the scope of the service behind it, and you share that, you know, with your entrepreneurial peers. So your cost is per user pricing. So however many users you have, you know, and when I say users, I mean computer users, obviously. So how many people in your organization that use a computer, that's what we base our pricing on, and that's what we build our structure around. So I can support a company with IT Forward with 200 users or even one. And for me, it's the scope of the service is already built out. So as I just add people to it, I cover that cost, and you know that's how we provide the service.
So if I understand what you're saying that a small business can afford to hire H&D mm-hmm. because you guys are the experts and you've created a model. And so you are scaling this model, and so each incremental new customer doesn't really add that much to your cost structure. So you can offer it at an affordable rate.
Correct. I mean, you know, we have a threshold. I have to have a certain amount of users to provide the service. But yeah, the incremental addition of another user is that's exactly what we want. I mean, we kind of built this service where we built it in scalable segments. So I have a segment that requires a certain amount of users. When I reach that user threshold, I start ramping up an additional segment, and it's just based on, you know, our experience with the conversion of this many users translates into this many help desk calls, translates into this many asset management requests, translates into this much processing power, storage needed, how much network utilization and the equipment that's respondent there, and that's how we build the service.
So when you meet with a prospective small business client, what does their IT structure typically look like, and what are the ways in which you go in and add value or make improvement?
That's a fantastic question, and it's always surprising because it's almost never the same when you go into a business, especially in the entrepreneurial and the startup world, because you have a lot of tech savvy people there. So for those guys, I mean, the value of the service is that, you know, you started a business. It has some function. Unless that function is IT, your time, even though a lot of these things you can do, is probably better served running that business and performing that function. So for some of those guys, it's just here's a more cost-effective way to perform IT. Not that you can't, but because you've got these other things to do that are actually generating revenue and profit for your company, it's a better business decision to use us.
If our listeners would like to learn more about H&D and IT Forward, how can they do that?
They can call me. They can go to our website. They can email me. They can knock on my door at home. I am not picky.
What's the web address? And be careful about giving your phone number, but if you'd like to do that.
The web address is www.hudcorporation.com.
Great. Brandon, thanks so much for stopping by.
Absolutely. Anytime. It was a lot of fun.
After the break, Carlene Vital of MomSource. I'm Monty Bruhl, and this is Start It Up.
We will respond to your questions, so follow us on Twitter at StartItUpGuru. Visit our website, startitup.guru, for more information.
Support comes from HR Business Solutions. For more than 10 years, Lynn Talbot and her team of QuickBooks Pro Advisors have helped new business owners set up all phases of their bookkeeping systems. Located in the Business Development Center, HR Business Solutions provides bookkeeping management and coaching on all bookkeeping platforms to owners and their staffs. Learn more at hrbizsolutions.net.
Carlene, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Every time I see you, you are right in the middle of something exciting, and what you're doing now is no exception. You must be a very busy lady.
I am busy, but I love what I'm doing. It's a great company that I'm working for and with, and I'm excited to talk about it.
Now, we've known for a long time that moms have superpowers. But you have found a way to harness those superpowers and apply them in the business world. Tell me a little bit about MomSource and where did the idea come from?
Sure. The company started in Knoxville. A woman named Courtney Jones was a high-level executive. She was on the total career path and had children and decided the full-time 9-to-5 just really wasn't working for her. And she had negotiated with her employer a flexible employment opportunity for herself. And the more she talked about that, the more she realized that there were a lot of people in that same situation, that they were educated, smart, professional, but they felt like they had to choose between a career or family and taking care of children or parents or whatever it was in their life. So it just developed out of that, and she started making some placements, and the idea really caught on, because a lot of times people feel like it's their career is either full pedal to the metal or they take their foot off the accelerator. And we're saying if we think about our careers more like a dial, so sometimes you're dialing it up, sometimes you're dialing it back a little, but even though we can't have everything, we can have some of both.
When you read business magazines, you see a lot about a skills gap or a lack of skills in the marketplace. Women who choose to be moms have great skill sets. They had skills before motherhood, and those skills became even better because of motherhood. You're not asking them to do you a favor by hiring the mom. You're actually, I think, bringing them a superior product.
I have to agree. We work with people who drop out of the workforce, and so they're not usually the ones looking for or applying for the jobs that are being, you know, out there and advertised. But we have now harnessed this incredible network of professional, smart, educated candidates. And we did start out with moms. We certainly have now moved to anyone is welcome to join the network. We have men, we have retirees. It just started with that niche because traditionally moms have been the ones to step back. Of course, men are doing that too. There's stay-at-home dads that are also looking for opportunities. But it is that ability to sort of balance your life, meaning that traditional 9-to-5 like you're talking about is just not always the best model for getting the best talent.
Now, you mentioned that you also help men to plug into the workforce. Are there certain attributes that all of your clients have, whether they are men or women?
I would say that by and large, the majority of our candidates, probably 90% of our candidates, have a 4-year degree or higher. So we're really not talking about high school educated people or recent graduates, although we would look into that. But most of our candidates that join the network join because of a connection with someone else. So we're not advertising on any place for candidates. It's word of mouth. It's smart people, professional people talking to other smart people and professional people.
When you meet with a CEO or the head of human resources, what's their reaction when you tell them about MomSource?
It varies. Some of them, you can tell it's a new concept, and some of them grab onto it and the light bulb goes off and you can see that their wheels start turning and realizing, oh, they could really utilize some great talent. Most of our candidates are looking, prioritize flexibility over all other factors. That's over compensation, over benefits. Doesn't mean all companies won't offer benefits, but most of our candidates want more flexibility, as most Americans, studies have shown, would prefer and be more loyal to a company if they had just a little bit of flexibility. And when I say flexibility, that means maybe a different start time, maybe a different end time, maybe the opportunity to work from home one day a week. So it just varies, but I believe that when CEOs and decision makers and HR people in companies realize the talent and the vetting process that we do in our company to send only the top 3 to 5 candidates that we have, it not only saves them, you know, time and money, but they don't have to advertise, and no one is going over 100 resumes in their office, and so it's very efficient.
We live in a world where everything seems to be going digital. If you want a job, you know, you should put your resume on Monster or some other, you know, website. Now, personally, I don't know anyone who has ever gotten a job that way. So I would, if you're out there, you know, let me know. I would like to hear from someone who actually got a job from Monster. But how do you address the trend toward technology when what you're doing seems to be a very personal and one-on-one kind of approach?
I appreciate you bringing that up, because several of our moms or candidates have commented on the fact that they're getting personal attention and that they have done the online and then they never hear anything. So our process involves people going online, filling out an application that defines their flexibility terms. So if they know in their life, to balance their life, they can only work 25 hours a week and they need a certain salary and they're looking for a certain type of job, they put all of that into our network. They submit a resume, which is necessary, and then they sign up for an interview, which is about a 30 to 45 minute conversation with our recruiter. And so we really get to know these people. We have a matrix to understand who they are. Then when an employer asks us to fill a position, we feel really comfortable not only in finding the right skill set and experience, but also we can match corporate culture, which is a really big thing. You know, is someone walking into an office that's very home-like and everyone has a birthday party every week, and or are they walking into an environment where they're going to be with engineers and they may not, you know, have a lot of social interaction? That's stereotyping. But we really try to match corporate culture and personality and all of those things with the clients.
When we come back, more with Carlene Vidal. I'm Monty Bruhl, and you're listening to Start It Up.
We will respond to your questions, so follow us on Twitter at StartItUpGuru. Visit our website, startitup.guru, for more information.
Support comes from Rapid RMS, developing custom point-of-sale systems for retailers, restaurants, and direct sales organizations. Rapid RMS provides iPad and cloud-based solutions, including robust inventory management and reporting. Learn more at rapidrms.com. Support comes from Click Click Boom, designing mobile marketing and customer loyalty programs for businesses, nonprofits, and universities. Learn more at clickclickboommobile.com.
Well, you mentioned corporate culture, but I think the first day that you and I talked about MomSource, you had just successfully placed a geologist.
Yes, we were looking, we are across industry. So we place people for part-time assistant, office assistants, to PhD microbiologists, to geologists, to CPAs, to bookkeepers, travel assistants. We've placed people at the Chattanooga Zoo and other positions all over town, across industry.
MomSource is a for-profit entity, and I know that you have some sort of plan for global domination. So what is your strategy for growing MomSource?
Well, originally we had the goal of 20 cities by 2020. So the company started in Knoxville. Chattanooga market opened the end of January. We just launched in Nashville, which was picked up by the Nashville Business Journal. Very successful launch. We've already have a company there looking to place between 60 and 90 of our candidates by the end of the year. Very exciting, all telecommute positions for professionals, medical type people. We actually have in the works software that is being written for us and will be proprietary for us. And it will allow companies to access our candidates, bigger companies, and see our rating system and interact directly with our candidates. So that will be a national launch. And by the end of the year, that's sort of the goal.
So today you're serving candidates in major Tennessee markets, but by the end of the year, you hope that your platform will be available across the United States.
It will be. We are very fortunate to have been able to network with startup companies across the country, but we really feel like Tennessee is a great place to start a business that helps other businesses and families alike.
Is MomSource a franchise company, or will all of the offices that you open be corporate-owned?
Right now, they're still all corporate-owned. That's the goal. It's just different chapters in different cities.
And how do you identify people to head up the offices when you choose a market for expansion?
Well, we're always looking for great people that are connected, that are interested in, of course, the service that we're providing, someone that's very passionate. We're very open to people joining our network and applying to be a director of market development person and recruiters in their own cities. That's coming, and we have many inquiries about that. But we're wanting to go deep in the market of Tennessee first, prove ourselves as we're already doing, and then when the software is ready, we'll be prepared to launch nationally.
One of the instructions that entrepreneurs often receive is when you're starting a company, solve a problem, you know, address the pain that someone is feeling. So is there a particular problem that you're solving for companies, or is there a pain point that you're alleviating?
Well, we're the only organization that is advocating for flexible employment. And so we're creating this platform for forward-thinking enterprises to access educated professional people for their networks for flexible full-time, permanent part-time, job sharing, telecommuting, and project-based work. It is something that companies should become aware of because it's going to help them in their bottom line, not only a feel-good thing for our candidates, but when you are paying someone for a 9-to-5 job, that's 8 hours. Studies show that most people are not productive for 8 full hours a day. Our candidates, a lot of times, can come in and work a 9 to 2:30 or 9 to 3, which is a great schedule for a parent, and they can get the same amount of work done in 6 hours that other candidates or other employees are doing in 8. Employers could save up to 20% in their payroll costs.
You've mentioned that you work across all business sectors. Have you done any placements in the nonprofit world?
We have. We've done, in fact, that's a great market. A lot of our candidates are looking for more than just a paycheck. They're wanting fulfillment. So the nonprofit world often lends itself to those types of opportunities. So absolutely, it's a great market for us.
Chattanooga has received notoriety around the world as a up-and-coming technology town. And in technology, there are a lot of freelancers. There are coders and developers who work on projects. Do you work exclusively for people seeking full-time employment, or is there a place in the world of freelancers for MomSource to play a role?
There's absolutely an opportunity for freelance work with us. We are not a temp agency, and I always want that to be very clear, because we are looking for long-term commitments and long-term relationships with employees and employers. Our very first candidate that we placed in Chattanooga actually was a one-time project-based freelance employment opportunity. So absolutely, if someone is looking for during busy tax season even, they need someone for 3 months of the year, come in and work with them, and then they're the next year they come back and they do the same thing. Or the one-time opportunities, absolutely, that's a big niche for us as well.
There are also a lot of startup companies in Chattanooga. We've got Gig Tank coming, that's going on right now, and companies are moving to Chattanooga all the time. Is MomSource a vehicle and a tool that a young company can use, or are you more for the large established corporate client?
We are for both, but I do believe there's a real market for startup companies, because again, a lot of those companies probably are not prepared to hire a full-time market person or a full-time bookkeeper or full-time CPA or attorney. And so our candidates are looking for those, part-time, get engaged, be part of a team, but so they certainly don't want to do the traditional 9-to-5. So it's a benefit for both.
When you look 5 years down the road, what is your vision for MomSource?
I believe and I know that in 5 years, we will be working across the country, that we will be the source for great employees asking for or seeking flexible employment. We will be the source.
If people want to learn more about MomSource, how can they do that?
The best thing to do is to go online, momsourcenetwork.com. There's an opportunity online for candidates to join us, and that's where they fill out the application and submit their resume and sign up for an interview. There's also a hire a MomSourcer, which employers can go to and fill out information there. They're also welcome to call me here in Chattanooga, 423-364-8814. I like to have a conversation with all of our prospective employers to find out exactly what they're looking for, and matching not just skill set and experience, but also the culture that this person is going to be going into, personality, the ideal person, so that we can make that match long term.
Carlene, this sounds like a tremendous opportunity and something that's long overdue, and I appreciate you stopping by and sharing it with us.
Thank you very much for this opportunity. I encourage people to go to our website, momsourcenetwork.com, and if they have any questions, email or call me. I'm happy to talk about it.
Two of the biggest challenges facing any young company are how to manage technology and what to do about finding the best employees. Well, today's show addressed both of those issues. H&D is a great solution for managing a small company's IT department, and MomSource is a tremendous option for finding talented employees. Thanks for listening. I'm Monty Bruhl, and this is Start It Up. Start It Up is a production of Be a Grizzly Media. Our executive producer is Suzanne Burnham. And remember, if you're gonna be a bear, be a grizzly. Come on.